It's now 9:06. And finally on the programme, a word from the boss, our Director General Tony Hall, about the really, really big news of the day. Norman Smith, our Norman, has decided he wants to spend more time walking his dog Lexi and less time with us. So this is his last day at the BBC.
Norman's voice at 6:33 has been a key part of my morning for longer than I can remember. There's a clarity that he brings to his briefing based on deep knowledge, and then he calls things right too. I stop whatever I'm doing to listen, and then somehow he goes on to broadcast across the rest of the day as well. How can he ever stop? Thank you so much, Norman. I will miss you.
And he's not the only one. Twitter is full of reactions of people saying how much they'll miss Norman. We'll hear from him in just a moment, but first, some memories.
Our political correspondent, Norman Smith.
When the Labour leader, John Smith, raised the subject of taxing the monarchy, he was greeted with groans of disapproval from some Tory backbenchers.
Could the Prime Minister tell the House if he has had discussions with Her Majesty the Queen about the issues of taxation and of civil list payments?
But such groans were swiftly replaced by a stunned silence as Mr. Major unveiled...
Reports are just coming in of an explosion at Liverpool Street Station here in London.
And at that time we didn't know the full extent of it, but as the morning went on it became clear there were multiple casualties.
And did you at any moment think in any way that you were partly culpable because of Iraq, because of Afghanistan?
Her Majesty the Queen has asked me to form a new government, and I have accepted.
Now, well, Norman, it's a very different day. A new dawn has broken, has it not?
Nick Clegg and I are both...
Norman Smith, BBC News. Mr. Miliband, you've attacked the Tories for going negative in this campaign. Aren't you scaremongering over the NHS?
Now, come on. We will hear people with respect. Particularly Norman.
So they started with hopes, the Remain campaign, but quickly dashed, Norman.
And I think the story of the night, John, is that if you strip out London and Scotland, the people of the United Kingdom have voted overwhelmingly, actually, to leave the European Union. Yes, there were some...
Sir, Norman, are we being told anything this morning about Mr Johnson's condition?
He's still in intensive care, where, as we know, he was moved. Clearly, he's in a very, very serious state, a good deal more serious than, frankly, we'd been led to believe.
Well, Big Ben didn't chime specially for Norman's retirement, David. It might have done Norman. I know you're not somebody who loves talking about themselves very much, unlike some of us, I suspect. Those memories... What will you take away as you listen to that?
God, I mean, just so many memories. I mean, it just feels to me the past 30 years have been so utterly tumultuous. You know, I go back to Tony Blair inventing new Labour, salvaging the Labour Party from sort of near annihilation, through sort of Cameron trying to reinvent the Tory party as a modern liberal party, and then you go into the Scottish independence referendum, Corbynism, Brexit, COVID. I mean, it's been utterly and totally tumultuous. And, maybe that's all journalists kind of think their careers are being tumultuous. But I do think, certainly the last 4 or 5 years, the intensity and pace of change has been utterly staggering.
As in, are you therefore looking forward to longer walks with the dog? If people don't know Lexi, you can see Lexi often on Norman's Twitter feed.
I am, yeah. No, I kind of formed a view that I wanted to go out and do things beyond politics and journalism while I still had, you know, my health and fitness. And I kind of take the view there's only so much Brexit and COVID you can witter on about. And I honestly have just a host of things that I'm interested in doing and I want to have the space and time to do, which, as you know, in political journalism, it is so intense now with, you know, you're constantly getting emails and tweets and WhatsApp. You really almost never get time to lift your head up and just look around, spend some time with friends and family, and yes, go for longer dog walks.
Sarah, I think we can agree. Norman never witters. The reason people stop to listen to you, Norman, I'm going to embarrass you, as the Director-General said, you don't witter. You always tell us something. We always learn.
Clarity and precision. But I was listening to that as carefully as you would to an interview with a politician, and I thought between the lines here, it sounded like we haven't heard the last from Norman Smith. He might not be telling us about politics in future, but I didn't think that he suggested he was leaving our airwaves for good.
Dogs and ballet.
Yeah, I'll stick with the dogs for the time being.
OK. That's it from us and from Norman. A very good morning to you.
BBC News at 9 o'clock. People with coronavirus symptoms in England are likely to be told today they must spend longer in isolation under new guidance designed to stop the disease spreading.